study from the Sasemis on Hanukkah. Two very different years, but he talks about the same issue, adding a very beautiful point later on, many years later. So we're going to look at Tuf Resh Lamed Gimel first, and then Tuf Resh Samach. First, Tuf Resh Lamed Gimel. On page 215, on the left side of the page. Adayni Avi Zikni Mari Virabi Zah. Lusherim. Higgins Vishem Rabbi Seinu Zichrenim Lebrach. Lusherim said, in the name of many of the earlier Bevayim, Pirish HaGemara, Gemara tells us in the Sefer Shabbos, Silois Mishmanim, She'ein Medlikin V'Shabbos, wick and oil, the kinds of fuel, certain types of fuel or wicks made of certain materials that you may not use for Neiros Shabbos. They're puzzled for Neiros Shabbos because they don't burn well. They flicker, the oil or the fuel doesn't move smoothly up to the wick, or both. So they're puzzled because they don't work, burn well, and you're going to perhaps, Chalila on Shabbos, move the Neir in order to bring more fuel where it's not going by itself, and you'll be over Chalila on Ma'avir. Be Ma'avir, you'll be bringing more fuel and burning fuel. Be over on Eish on Shabbos. So they're puzzled, says the Gemara, but they're kasher on Chanukah. Madlik in the Chanukah. So what, they add a remez to, that's a remez to a very important idea. Asher, that apha nefoshay she'ein lehem aliyah b'Shabbos. People for whom the Shabbos Kodesh is not what it should be. And there are umpteen explanations of how that can happen. But the basic explanation is, to quote the Shem Mishmuel, al she'ein mugushamim b'yoseh. If someone lives a very physically based life, then Shabbos may not be what it should be. It may not come to being the day of tremendous ruchnius. It may not be a day of tremendous upliftment that inspires the person and lifts the person and changes that person moving forward into the week to come. It could be that that won't happen. Al shehem migushamim b'yaisa, because they're so physically tethered to a world of their sensations, of their tastes, pleasures, sights, smells. They're not into the ruchnius enough. And then, we can explain this, right? So Shabbos comes and someone who works very hard all week, he doesn't see his friends, and doesn't have much of a time, or never sits down to a nice warm lunch. So it becomes that the schmoozing with the friends and the camaraderie and the geschmackige piece of kugel and, you know, and today, on the Seder Rav, right, this single malt scotch and that single malt scotch and, oh, and this meatballs and this herring. And it becomes just, unfortunately, it becomes that the tanugim of Shabbos overwhelm the real ruchnius of Shabbos. That's an example that we can see, maybe, in our time. So, apa nefoshes she'ein lehem aliyah b'Shabbos. Yocholin la'alos b'chanukah. Chanukah, they have an opportunity that's different from Shabbos, and maybe even greater than Shabbos. The nefesh, nutriken, the Chedushirim said, look at the word nefesh, and it stands for ner, psila, shemen. That the neshama of a yid, which is ner, Hashem nishmat Adam, the nefesh is ner, psila, shemen. We'll talk a little bit more about that later if we have time. Upsila is hapsulin. Why is a psil not kosher? Like we said, it jumps around. The light isn't steady. It seems to threaten to come extinguished, to become extinguished. Psila tapsulin, sha'or misachseches bahem. The light flickers and zigzags. Nidach, in Rashi's words, in the Shabbos, nidach, kaifes, it jumps. It doesn't burn steadily. In our explanation of this, or in the paradigm of it being the neshama, hainu shaloyucha lekabel teha'ara teich oimek libai. He's saying a very deep and beautiful thing. If a wick doesn't draw oil well into it and then up to the flame, so that's a mushel to someone, to a holy yid, who is, it's Shabbos Kaidish, but somehow the holiness of Shabbos isn't penetrating. Yuchel lekabel, or the energy and the power of Shabbos isn't penetrating to the depths of that person's heart. He's not feeling the Shabbos. He's not experiencing the Shabbos. It's not moving him. It's not changing him. He knows it's Shabbos, he's being kind of the Shabbos. It's not Chavila. Over at Shabbos, the Shabbos is not changing. The Shabbos is not inhering into the deepest, most profoundly holy places within that person. Let's continue behind you. Sheyesh nekuda pnimius b'chol ish Yisrael. There is that deepest, most pure part of us, that neshama. She'en shom maga nochri. And that's what is Yavam? What is Yavam? And it's trespass. What is the trespass, the violation perpetrated by Yavam is maga noch. The ultimate in a encroachment on the holiness of being a Yid is their ideas, their ideals. And what they say is important, what they say man is all about, whatever it may be, the beauty, the language, the sports, whatever, the sciences, right? Their knowledge, their mada, it's all about Chachm, but not Chachm Sater. So, if, to whatever extent that inheres in Yid, that's Maga Nochri. But there's a Pnimius, there's an Akuda Pnimius, there's a Pintla inside every Yid. She'en Sham Maga Nochri. Where there is nothing but holy, holy, and nothing. But what's necessary is that from that Akuda, that's so tar and so pure and holy inside of us, should grow and expand. So that those parts of our lives and those parts of our souls that are already somewhat impure, I don't want to use stronger lashonis, but you can imagine what they may be. If a person is somewhat, let's say it nicely, sullied. If there's something that about a person, it's our thoughts and where we are and what we care about and what's on our minds and what inhabits our lives and our interests. To whatever extent, they're not the purest and holiest in serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But inside of us, there's an akuda that's so beautiful and so pure. Get at it and ignite it, and then its light should spread throughout our whole being, throughout our whole definition as a person. Then the person is saved. The whole person becomes a kadosh. When the kudazu, when that holy spot, when that holy factor within that person, when that holy aspect of the person spreads wide, and is mispashet b'chol ha'odom. And that's what Chanukah is able to do. Chanukah is that you kindle that one little spot, you light up that one little spot inside, and light, one little candle can displace a vast, vast realm of darkness. And even if a person's soul is so seemingly not enlightened, or even worse, darkened, but there is inside every yid, there's that nekuda that's in his primus, in his really definitive self, where there is no maganachri, and if we can ignite it, it'll be mispashit into the entire person, into his whole personality, and into his whole being, and then after Hanukkah, into the way he lives, and how he thinks and lives. Yeah. So Hanukkah has this ability that is very unique, very unique. I want to quote when he says Rabbi Seinu, meaning the earlier Rebbes, so the Meir Inayim, the Chinovar, instead of Meir Inayim, he says it this way, that Hashem kivayachol ba'atzmoy moirid es atzmoy el ha'odom umma'atiz boy es ha'or lahadlikot. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, on the Hanukkah, if you just start with your hadlaka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes and is madlik. Everybody talks about this. All the Sfarim, or Hele the Sfarim, tell us that the Shekhinah never comes below 10 Tvachim, and yet the mitzvah Ner Chanukah is dafted to light above 3 Tvachim, but below 10. How you talking? Doing a mitzvah below 10 Tvachim? But it's meramis to the fact that Kivayachal Ba'atzmai, Moirid is Atzmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down El Ha'odam, Umba'achiz Ba'yaz Ha'or, and has the light of holiness seep to that person, Lahadlika, Veloshuv, Velachzer El Hashem, Betruvah, come back to Hashem. So that then the person starts to really become a passionate Yid. One who dines with a passion and learns with a passion and cares about what's important to care about and starts to eschew the Maga Nochri, flow off the Maga Nochri that has somehow begun to clung to aspects of this person's life. Now, what he does in this year, Tafrei Shlamet Gimel, is he tells us something beautiful, how to do this, how to have that nikuda that's so pure within us expand and become more powerful successfully on Hanukkah. doesn't tell us that. V'hu al yedei zeh shesameach ha'adam v'nekuzes. Find it and just celebrate the fact that it's there. When? When you say hello. When you say hello. You're going to go to shul, you're going to say hello. Even the person who's, you know, got other things going on. And he's got what we call magan nochri. But he's going to say hello. V'hu al yedei zeh shesameach ha'adam v'nekuzes zu. I'm reading now, it's not, I didn't photocopy it, so I'll say it out. The Noisin Haidol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, I skipped the lines. I'm sorry, let's go back. Because the Halel and Haidol is on that little Pach Shemin, there was miraculously a small Pach Shemin. That Pach Shemin represents the fact that there is a Kedusha that's never lost from within me. And if I say my Halel and I say that the Chashmonaim touched on something that was able to burst out into this huge flame, and you know where that little something is? It's not there, it's not then, and it's not them, it's in me. Oh, that's how to say Hallel on Chanukah. That I have in me something so pure, like they did the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim found what they found miraculously, that little pure bit of oil, because of their own purity. It was their tahara that necessarily meant they're going to find Shem and Tov. Their tahara meant they're going to find Shem and Tov. V'hu al-yedei zeh she-sameach ha-adam, when a person has this full sense of the simcha of being a yid, that he has simcha b'nekudazu, with this fact that he has that holiness in him. How often do we sit back and deeply, deeply meditate and appreciate being a yid and what it means, and we're having it in the neshama teheirish and asatavi. The night in Haidol HaKadosh Baruch Hu al shezoch aliyah is b'chlal Yisrael. And that's how you start. What's the first thing you say when you say halal? Coming out of our mouths after the bracha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Avdesha. The first thing we're on the Shabbat is, aren't we lucky that we're Avdesha? So if that's how we can ignite ourselves from within, we're able to take that small pintle that is holy and pure within us, no matter how we are sometimes overtaken by other things, and no matter who we are, that we become so involved with what they call the initial shtuyot, or worse. But if we take that holy pintle and expand on it, and even if we don't have maganach, but after all, if we look at ourselves and we look at our avoda, I look in the mirror and I say, did I put on tefillin this morning with a hislavus and a bren, with an excitement? Wow, how lucky I am that I take my shalyad, I give it a kiss and say, ah, this mitzvah, and the zroya and the shalroish, what an opportunity, how often do we do that? As an example. But that's how we should be doing mitzvahs. Hanukkah is a reignition. We can ignite a passion that we should have, and it comes to the most humble and simple years. There's a famous story. All the Sfarim bring it. Chazush Yerim himself was the one who, I believe, is the source of it, because he was by the Chayza of Lublin, the Heilige Chayza, and the Chayza was reading the Pitzkis, the Kvitlach that had been brought to him. He looked at a Kvitl and he set out the name, and he said, this Neshama is mayor right now. This Neshama is mayor in the Elyonim. In other words, that there's tremendous, tremendous energy that the Elyonim and the Olam, the Elyon, is suffused with energy that's coming from this Yid. Now, it happened to be that the Yid, everybody knew him, everybody in the room knew infamously, was a muscle. He was an informer, which means that he was telling government about and causing people that he was talking about to have huge problems, and he was a despised and hated individual for good reason. So, eventually, one of the Chayza's sons, Rabbi Yosef, asked his father, he says, you know that Pitzker, where you said that in, there's such light in the Adlamas HaElyonim from this Yid, but you know he's the Masar. And the Chayza said, at that moment he was lighting Neiros Chanukah. That's why he was called the Chayza. Chayza saw and understood things that others couldn't see. At that moment he was lighting Neiros Chanukah, meaning that the most humble and even the person who really needs to do a huge amount of change and tshuva, Neiros Chanukah represents an opportunity that's disproportionately larger than perhaps the opportunity that presents any other day with the mitzvahs commonly accomplished by every year. The Chanukah has that little bit of kayach become a huge kayach in a person's life. Let's look now at Shnat Tov Reish Samach. Turn the page. This is on page 284 of these editions. And on the right hand side, Adayim Meir Bezikni Zechrein of the Bracha Higid, B'Shem HaKedoshim Al HaGemara, P'Sileis Ushmonim She'en Madlikin B'Shabbos, Madlikin B'Chanakah, Shehurem Yisrael and Hanafashis, She'en Yechidlin La'alas B'Shabbos, Kodesh, V'Kalmakim Yeshmehem Aliyah B'Chanakah, V'Amaki Nefesh Nitzrikin Ner P'Sileshem. Now he says there's a remez, again, in Hallel, in Simon Kuf Yud Ches, in Tehillim. U'matasi remez v'zem in Apostle, Sabuni Chidvarim, it says in Hallel, David HaMelech describes enemies, describes people approaching him, approaching Klal Yisrael, surrounding him, surrounding Klal Yisrael, threatening him, threatening Klal Yisrael. It's on both. And he says, Tevlachos Hashem, just trust in Hashem. Kol Deir Sivavuni, they surround me. And that's referring, ultimately, the Gemara says to Chemes Gerg the mother, B'Shem Hashem Ki Ami Lam. But with Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, I don't fear, because Hashem's name, I weaken them, I cut them. Lashon Amilam is Lashon Yemolo V'Yavesh, to crush, to undo the enemy. Savuni, Gam Savuni, surround me, B'Shem Hashem, Ki Amilam, that's twice. Then, it says, Savuni Chidvayim, they like bees, surrounding me and trying to sting me. Da'u Ke'esh Katzin, putting out a fire that's made of just thorns. Do'achu means that the flame flickers and easily is extinguished. Same word do'achu that was used to describe the shemen and psil that are not kosher. Do'achu, keish koitzin. But again, the shem Hashem ki amilam. These three, ki amilam three times, says the Heilige Alshech. The Heilige Alshech says, Babel, Madai, Yavon. And now, on that basis, Sfasemeh says, look at the word do'achu, keish. When Rashi describes how the fire of psilos that are not good jumps, that's the word that's used. Da'ach, nidach. He says, "Matzasi remez hazem in apasik sabuni chidvarim da'ach ukeish kreitzin ve'isa in the alshach kishalosh ki amilam remez legimul malchias bavon vadayava im kain da'achu keish kreitzin is a remez to the yivanim chenkas of Rashi dachid ichsanil in pol al yavan upirish." Beautiful. He says, what Yavan does, if Yavan can't completely Chalila extinguish the passionate service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fire of the Yiddishkeit, the fire of our learning and of our davening, Yavan weakens it. Yavan causes that our Yiddishkeit flickers, as it were. It doesn't inhabit my whole being. The whole person is not aflame with I am an Eved Hashem. And all of my energy and all of my passion is but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else. Rak kaitis, mimakam lemakam. But rather, you know, some days are good, some misses, yeah, this Shabbos, yeah, that Shalosh is no, this Pesach, yes, that Sukkot, no, this Shalavais, yeah, another time, maybe, and whatever the mitzvahs are, but instead of being passionately, carefully, every day, and with verve, a yid, a person has maganochri, and the maganochri extinguishes parts of our yiddish life here and there. So what are we? We're a flickering candle. Such a person, such a yid, instead of burning brightly, steadily, and giving off a steady light, such a person is this. One day I have more amuna than chalila, another time less. That's a terribly flickering candle. That's what Yavan accomplishes. The doubt that Yavan causes us, the insidious doubt that science and that Yavan try to inject us, or I should say, infect us with, huh? That causes our neshamas not to burn so brightly, but to flicker. Shalahinichu, Eiren Shel Yisrael Lahair B'Shleimus. So the light of Yisrael isn't burning completely and with a complete, you know, where the whole wick of the person, where the whole atzmus of the person is alive, is aflame for the sake of Hashem in his or her avoda, rak kaifis mimakum lamakum, just jumps from spot to spot, from place to place, moment to moment, sometimes yes, sometimes less, sometimes no. V'zeh atzmai psul hapsilus, that's
the psula psilas sha'or misachseches b'hem. Use the lashon of the mefarshim in Maseches Shabbos that the light skips around instead of being steady. Lachain hagam shebezim mikdash yekayim mikol makom lahayu ha'or meir b'shleimus on the day gzeiros eisen harishayim. They had a beit hamikdash, but it was a time of misyavnim where Yidden were not truly whole and pure to Hashem, but they became so through Hanukkah, and through the Nes Hanukkah, and through the Chashmonaim, who dedicated themselves to bring out the Nekuda, and spread it, and make it large, and make it overwhelmingly powerful, so that Klal Yisrael should have a steady, burning flame in its service of Hashem. V'chein hu b'prat kol nefesh, shenitzach ner psil l'shemen. We all need nefesh. Each of us is a nefesh, with a ner, a psil, and a shemen. Sheyachol aleim or ha'kedusha, that Kedusha should inhere in all of our aspects, in every part of our lives. And now he says, V'hem b'chinas ma'aseh dibur u'machshava. Let's understand. Ma'aseh is what you do physically. Ma'aseh is the most physical part of our lives, which is the ner, the actual lamp, the physical lamp that contains the oil. That's the guf. That's the ma'aseh. Then you have the psil. The psil represents that which takes what's in the guf, that's in the realm of ma'aseh, but brings it up and lifts it a level and expresses something and gives off light. That's dibur. Highest is, obviously, the shemen. Because the shemen represents chachma. Throughout Torah, shemen represents chachma. Because that's the substance that ultimately gives off light. V'hem b'chinas ma'aseh dibur u'machshava. And in all those realms, in all those facets of our lives, we have to be lighting on Hanukkah with the intention of bringing out the Kedusha and the potential for holiness and pure avodas Hashem in our Maisim, in our Dibur, and maybe especially in our Machshav. If they're not completely correct, if they're not fully devoted to Hashem and burning passionately with knowledge and understanding at all times, then that means our flames are flickering. Flame of that neshama of that yid, it's burning, but not as brightly and not as steadily, but it's flickering on and off, zig and zag. Chayin hoy b'mei chashmonoyim. Afapim kein ksiv ki amila. I will overcome, meaning I will beat back this enemy, as we did in the case of Yavan. V'zachu likbor al koshech shel Yavan. They caused our light to flicker instead of burning brightly. But the Chashmonaim came and lit a menorah. That represents the fact that no, every part of our lives and every part of our machshava, dibur and maisa are all going to be completely dedicated to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every moment, at all times, passionately so, correctly so, lovingly so. And these days of Hanukkah help us attain this. That's the koyach of Hanukkah. Afilu psilay tzar misachseches b'hen. Even if somewhere in our lives, the light of Torah, the light of Avodah, the light of Ma'aseh Tovim is not pure yet. It's still flickering on and off a little bit once in a while. Yecholim hittakein ulah. It can all become now with Hanukkah. And by the light of Hanukkah, that little bit that we light is that nekuda within that can become like the oil that spreads correctly and fully to the entire wick and burn blackly without hesitation and without flickering, but steadily and brightly in our avodas Hashem. Thank you very much, everyone. Again, a good Shabbos and a lichtige Chanukah.